Are tattoos a form of decoration, a lifestyle choice, or a way of making a statement? It depends on who you ask. Our Australian columnist, Peter Flynn, has his own opinion. Do you agree with him?
What is it that makes tattoos so special? Every second Australian sports star or celebrity seems to have one these days. Okay, so I'm too much of a coward to get tattooed. I don't like needles. I don't like pain. And I don't need to look that different. But another thing is that in Australia, tattoos have an unpleasant link to criminal motorcycle gangs. Here in Perth in recent months, gang wars have been fought over the parlours. One Saturday morning recently, a dozen burly men in leathers ordered all the customers out of a tattoo shop before smashing the furniture and equipment. The cops believe this isn't a war over tattoos, but rather over the drug trade. Probably the worst tattoo story of recent times is that of a bikie's wife, who is now in jail for murder. After she was caught having an affair, her husband shaved her head and then had his name tattooed on her stomach under the words, "Property of." He then ordered her to shoot her ex-lover dead. Of course, there are plenty of tattoo artists and shops that are not bikie-related. Even the most innocent of tattoos can cause trouble. Last year, a well-known football player had his 12-year-old daughter's face tattooed on his arm. A rival player, thinking it was an image of a girlfriend, provoked his opponent by telling him in great detail the most intimate things he'd supposedly done with the girl. Tattoos are not cheap either. I'm told that the starting price is $180 Australian. That'll get you a butterfly on your lower back. A full sleeve of tattoos on your arm in good colours and with a lot of detail costs about $2,500. There are all kinds of styles to choose from, including tribal, retro, animal, Celtic, kanji and oriental. Tattoos have a long history in Australia, having been popular with sailors. The most famous of these was Captain Cook, who was elaborately tattooed by Polynesians on his first South Seas voyage in the late 18th century. Cook is said to have started a tattoo craze on his return to England. Records of the early convicts in Sydney describe the various tattoos of the arriving prisoners, probably made during their voyage to Australia. I still don't understand it, though. Yes, I know that tattoos have existed for thousands of years and that plenty of famous people in history have had them. But at some point, they always go out of fashion again. I'll just have to wait for the next generation of sports stars to get those tattoos off my television screen.